You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaez.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 1.3. In this show, we are going to discuss the awakening. The awakening is a transfiguration of the human consciousness. It's a time of enlightenment and transformation. The human family is going through an evolutionary period of a spiritual nature, but this shift will also be seen in the biological structure of the human being. The great shift in consciousness is what we are calling the awakening. This is where humans begin to become self-aware and begin to realize the oneness and interconnectedness of all living things on this planet and in the universe. It is a time that all inner conflict must be resolved. It is because of this inner conflict that outer conflict exists in our world. Let's be clear. Everyone will not choose to go through this evolutionary process, and the choice is for each individual to make. It is a time that human beings have the opportunity to reach their potential for greatness, a time of great discovery of the unknown human mind. We will grow beyond all perceived limitations that have been responsible for keeping the human family in a state of spiritual and biological stagnation. This has been a psychological state of bondage. We will begin to remember higher knowledge that up to now was forgotten. This process reclaiming our greatness will not occur overnight. It will not include everyone, just those who intend to awaken and who work diligently towards raising their vibration to attain these higher levels of consciousness. It is an intention to awaken that brings about the transformation. It won't just happen. Don't get me wrong. Everyone on the planet today has the opportunity to participate in this evolutionary process, but everyone will not want to. The very idea of transforming consciousness can sound scary, and to many, life as it has been on the earth has become quite comfortable. Many will not desire to let go of the idea of reality that they now hold. There is a radical difference between these two states of consciousness, the awakening and the sleep state. We must now discuss the stimulating ingredient for this transformation to take place in our world, and that ingredient is love. Love is the force that has sparked the awakening, a deep and profound love for the self and all living things. Once you begin to understand and accept the interconnectedness of everything and everyone in the universe, this higher state of awareness will cause you to rise in consciousness. The attainment of a higher vibration will be the natural result of this shift in perception. There is a profound state of love that we have yet to discover. It is beyond anything that we have experienced on these lower levels of consciousness. The higher vibrations of love create a state of bliss, and that state will encompass everything in your life. The first step that must be initiated in this shift of perception, moving towards a higher level of consciousness, is to practice self-love. You must begin to love yourself unconditionally. As you begin to practice self-love, it will create a domino effect in your world. You will see it mirrored in every aspect of your life. The realization will cause you to experience a greater joy and peace in your life. It will cause you to become aware of many things that before you may have overlooked. Optimizing your health will become of great importance to you, and your overall lifestyle will begin to change. Self-love will initiate the transformation that we are calling the awakening. This inner force will change the course of human evolution. Humans must learn how to reconnect to their higher self, and through this reconnection, a higher state of consciousness will be attained. We are calling this a transformation of the spirit because it is taking place in the unseen part of you. Spirit is the non-physical, but is responsible for all physical manifestations, or what you call matter. It encompasses physical reality because everything seen comes from the unseen. The unseen is greater and more powerful than what is seen. Just talk to any physicist. The awakening is a conscious choice to be transformed from within. You must have a desire to reconnect yourself to all that is. No one will be forced to awaken, but those who desire to experience this transformation and begin to work on themselves consciously to raise their vibration will experience great changes on all levels of their being. These changes will be seen in every area of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The transfiguration will spark a transmutation and create a healing in your life. This will cause a deep cleansing, and it will ripple through your entire world. You will experience a spiritual detox, if you will, and it will encompass the physical body and your surroundings. In future shows, I will help you become aware of many of the signs and symptoms that you will experience as your awakening is initiated. Because everyone's awakening is somewhat unique, you may be able to help add some things to my list and to our discussions. I had to wing it as I passed through many of these stages with only the help and encouragement of spirit. It was definitely a faith walk, and it continues to be. This is uncharted territory. After many years of facing the unknown and looking for answers in all kinds of books, I soon realized the book that I was looking for was the one I had to write. Doors of Light is that book, and it will help you as you go through many of the primal stages of the awakening. We will study this book together so that you can receive a deeper understanding of the messages of Doors of Light and the deep wisdom that Spirit gave me to assist me along this path. Our lessons will be brief. We'll just break it down and take it slow, because you'll need time to digest these messages. They're deep. Believe me, Spirit is giving us some wisdom that has not been seen or heard in a very, very long time. It's a deconstruction process of our thought process, and it will take time and lots of patience. Allow the process to happen, and don't try to force it. I'll give you some tools to help you become more comfortable with allowing the process to happen in its own time, and hopefully our discussions will help you understand what's really happening behind the scenes. In our discussions, we'll begin to break down the illusions that we call reality and show the connection between what is seen and what is felt. You are far more powerful than you know. Stay tuned for these dynamic discussions on the awakening. Again, our shows will be downloaded starting next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Our Thursday show will be dedicated to answering your questions. I would love to hear from you, so please send me your questions and comments to questions@awakenthehealing.com. Remember to share this show with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next discussion, be love and know that you are highly favored and abundantly blessed. Thank you for your light and your precious time. Peace and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it.